Morning. It's Sunday before Peachtree. I'm setting my backyard once again, listening to the birds, contemplating whether I should run or walk today. It's another hot, muggy, sticky morning. It's not quite 11 o'clock. Temperature's probably close to 80, and it's humidity's pretty high. And I'm debating whether I should go out and run a little bit or just cool it for the day and then do Peachtree tomorrow morning. It's not something to get worked up about, but I haven't run that much this week. I ran on Tuesday. I ran a total of like 6.25 miles on Tuesday, and I walked a couple of miles yesterday, which was Saturday. So as you can see, I haven't done anything all week long, so I'm starting to get a little antsy. And Peachtree's tomorrow morning. I'm trying to figure out my strategy for Peachtree. I'm not really in good a shape as I wanted to be. I was going pretty good, and then I just kind of lost interest. I think it's due to the heat. I'm not sure. But then again, over the past 38 years that I've done Peachtree, it's never been my A race ever. Since it was in the middle of the summertime, I just ran it, and however good or bad I did, that's how it worked. I think last year I had a fairly slow, well, I've had fairly slow races for about 6-7 years now. I mean, when you start getting old, you start slacking off, you know what I mean? So I got moved all the way, let's see. When I first started running Peachtree, I was in the sub-seated group, and I was running around 40-minute 10Ks. I'd occasionally break 40 and go into the 39s, but right around 40, let's say, 40, 41. I think for Peachtree, my best time was around a 41. And as I got older, I kind of faded. I went from sub-seated to Group A, Group A to Group B, and about, when I was in my late 60s, I was in Group E. Well, now I'm 74 and I'm in Group J. Okay, and J is way back from the start line. But the way Peachtree starts out, I mean, it's all good because there's 5-minute gaps between each group starting. And, of course, you've got timing chip. So when your group starts, that's when your time starts also, when you go across the chip. So you could be in Group J and run a good time if you're in shape. But I don't expect to run a good time because I really haven't trained for it. I don't know if it was a pulled muscle in my butt or what it was, but it's screwed up my training there in the pat on a month or two ago. And then I was just wanting to get out and run, you know, just be able to go out and move. So I got to the situation where I would go out and run 10K, but pretty slow. And I was doing that 3 days a week. And that worked out okay, but when the heat started coming up and I was running these 10Ks in the afternoon when it was 90, 91, 93, by the time I'd get through, I mean, I was like tired. Okay. I guess you could and it would take me a day to recover. So the heat, I've always loved running in the heat, but this year I've just not been into it. I mean, you'll have to remember, I started running in Florida, in Orlando, and in the summertime in Florida, it's in the 90s every single day of the week, and it doesn't cool down at night. And I used to go out and run at night and run in the daytime and run any time, and it would always be in the 80s and 90s and high humidity, and it didn't bother me a bit. And when I moved up here, of course, in the summertime, it's hot and humid, and it didn't bother me. I'd still go out and do it. But I guess just getting old does it to you. What do you think? I guess so. So what it all boils down to is peach trees tomorrow morning, and I'm just going to go down to the start line and run the race, and however I run it, that's how it's going to be. I'm not worried about pace. I'm not worried about time. I'm not worried about anything. I'm just going to go run the race and enjoy myself. Maybe try to socialize a little bit more than I have in the past. Take some photos, do some recording maybe, you know. Since I'm back in the J group, might as well. And see how it goes. Sometimes when you least expect it, you have a good race. So, you know, there's always a possibility that things will just click tomorrow and I'll feel like I've run a good race. I mean, for me, not, I mean, compared to anybody else, no. Because, I mean, if I ran a 66 for 10K tomorrow, I would be happy, okay? And that's slow, I have to admit that. But for me right now, that's fine. So we'll just go with it and see what happens. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow after the race is over. I wanted to let you know that I have a SpeakPipe widget on my website. The widget can be used to call in and leave comments about the podcast. I'll put the link in the show notes of the podcast. I also have an email address if you want to send me a comment via email. It's ron@losttrailrunner.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in. And be sure to subscribe.